Valentine's Day, and romance is, of course, linked with beauty and eternity. The night sky provides these things, possibly because of genetic memories. We've been looking up at the sky for countless millennia. We howled at the moon as wolves. The nightly canopy is a very ancient experience that conveys a feeling more than it provokes intellectual knowledge. As for beauty, well, who isn't swept away by the summer Milky Way out in the country, or the moon and Saturn through any small telescope? The sky also offers mythology that's packed with love stories, like the princess Andromeda, rescued by her hero, Perseus. It's tailor-made for romantic couples. And this is an ideal week for exploring the moon through any telescope, thanks to the current ideal illumination, which now shows breathtaking detail. And none of it costs a penny. But some folks want to spend money, combining the stars with Valentine's Day. Several companies are happy to oblige by naming stars after any customer who requests it. The oldest is the International Star Registry, founded in 1979. But many more companies have been cashing in, too. Their peak business is now, Valentine's Day. But the New York Department of Consumer Affairs is less starry-eyed. A while back, they issued a violation notice to the Star Registry, because you're not supposed to sell something you don't own. And these companies are not astronomical agencies of any kind. For $60 or so, purchasers receive a star chart with a single dot circled and a fancy parchment proclaiming that henceforth this star will be known as Ashley. But no astronomer or observatory, and nobody remotely connected with astronomy, will ever call this star Ashley. These companies remain in business only because there's really no law against renaming things. It's actually cheaper to just point to a bright star and say to your lover, "From now on, this star will be known as Emma." Just don't forget which star you're talking about. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.